Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So, with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
Today, we study more words from the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, in which Jesus, saying farewell, addresses his disciples. You will weep and lament, while the world rejoices, yet your grief and sadness will turn into joy. Surely many of us could apply these words to various events and memories from our own lives. In these words, like through a lens, a fragment of the paradox of Christian life is focused. It's about suffering juxtaposed with the promise of endless joy. Isn't this partly a reflection of our daily experiences? The world, not understanding the depth of our beliefs, often perceives Christian values as obstacles and our rituals as relics of the past. Jesus continues his speech saying, "It is like a woman in childbirth. On the day of delivery, she suffers pain, but when she has her child in her arms, she forgets the suffering for joy of the new life." This comparison partly reveals the nature of our spiritual journey. Through difficulty and pain, new life is born, a new quality that brings joy, erasing recent suffering. Sometimes our life is like a carousel, energetically driven by various events. Some need the adrenaline rush of sin to feel alive, while others follow the voice of God's word. However, it is good to opt for spiritual transformation, which is the growing fruit of God's presence in our lives. And how do we experience our lives? Can we still see the rays of joy in our daily struggles? Do our sorrows and daily difficulties not overshadow the promise of greater joy that is to come? "But when I come to you again, your hearts will be filled with joy that no one will take away from you," Jesus says. Here we stand before the promise of the resurrected Christ, who conquered death and opened the way to eternity. Apostle Paul, in the 8th chapter of the letter to the Romans, reminds us, "Therefore you who love God with all your heart should be absolutely certain that nothing that happens to you is by chance. Every difficult situation and every experience is a God-given opportunity to do good." True joy comes from trusting that even in a sea of human problems, God is working for our good. Jesus ends his teaching by assuring that prayers made in his name to the Father will always be heard, as long as they are reasonable. The Master does not promise a life without difficulties, but he promised his support and joy that surpasses all understanding. This message is much more radical than any human philosophy that says we can only be fully happy when everything goes our way. Let our earthly sorrows, challenges, and trials remind us that they are tools, instruments of transformation, which God uses to lead us to deeper joy. Joy from being transformed into His image and happiness from the ultimate meeting with Jesus. In the 21st chapter of the Revelation of John, we read, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Let these words be a consolation and a guide on our path. Let us carry the smile of Jesus to the whole world. May God bless us all.